Last week, a carbon monoxide leak at Brighton Place, a nursing home on the city's east side, sent 10 residents to the hospital. WOSU looked into the facility's record and found dozens of infractions at Brighton Place, and that the facility faced being shut down. On Monday, December 12th, a man who identifies himself as a resident of the nursing home places a call to 911.
911, where is your emergency?
Brighton Place Nursing Home.
The man tells the dispatcher he's feeling ill and wants to see a doctor. Then he passes the phone to the attending nurse, who tells the dispatcher this patient is just crying wolf.
There's nothing wrong. Yeah, it's just a behavior thing. So, because this happens all the time.
The dispatcher ignores the nurse and sends medics to the scene anyway. On arrival, first responders find carbon monoxide levels 10 times what is considered the safe exposure level. 10 residents are hospitalized. No one died, and the facility of about 150 residents avoids a major disaster. Problems are not new to Brighton Place. WOSU has discovered a long list of violations documented by the Federal Department of Health and Human Services. In 2015, health inspectors discovered an infestation of roaches, and residents complained of bedbugs and gnats. Reports from this year reveal several instances where medications were not provided to patients, either because the prescriptions were not refilled or the meds were not distributed. Other reported instances include a patient who was left on a bed without any sheets, a man who was not being treated for his incontinence, and a patient without teeth who was not provided a dental appointment to get a set of dentures. And records show in April, a staff member at Brighton Place used a broom to repeatedly strike a resident to the floor who had behavioral problems. The staff member was terminated, but Brighton Place faced losing their certification for federal healthcare funding and being shut down. Beverly Lauber works for the Ohio Department of Aging as an advocate for residents in assisted living and nursing homes. Her office has filed 22 complaints against Brighton Place in the last year, basically two per month. She says Brighton Place is a reoccurring problem.
So you just really have to put yourself in the place of those residents and try to understand that that is their day-to-day life, and is that something that we would expect for ourselves?
According to the government site Nursing Home Compare, Brighton Place received just 1 out of 5 stars. That's the lowest score possible. Lobert says facilities like Brighton Place are costly and receive federal tax dollars. They could be doing more to serve their residents.
I personally would be concerned about a 1-star facility. It concerns me that any facility would be a 1-star facility.
The for-profit corporation Embassy Healthcare has run Brighton Place since 2013. Embassy Healthcare, based in suburban Cleveland, runs 22 nursing homes in Ohio. Over half received just 1 or 2 stars on the federal rating system. Officials from Brighton Place and Embassy Healthcare have been unavailable for comment. Beverly Lobert says the health department is conducting a survey about this most recent incident at Brighton Place, and fire officials report that the nursing home has recently installed carbon monoxide detectors. Esther Honig, WOSU News.